It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Earlier this week, State Representative Republican Dennis Bonin announced he would be the next Speaker of the Texas House. And to find out more about exactly what that means, here is KUT Senior Editor Ben Philpott. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So what I want to start with, first of all, is you remember those Schoolhouse Rock, how does a bill become a law?
Right.
Let's do a little bit of a similar thing. Is how do you go from state representative to Speaker of the House?
Speaker of the House is an interesting position because it essentially has the exact same power that a lieutenant governor has. Now, why I say that's interesting is that the lieutenant governor is elected by a statewide vote. It's one of the statewide races we just finished voting on here in Texas. Speaker of the House is elected from the body of the House. There are 150 House members. Each of them represent, you know, around 160,000, 170,000 Texans. So Representative Bonin was elected from his district. And now when he expects that when the first day of the legislative session starts, that the House, its 150 members, will come together and that he will get a majority of the votes, at least 76, to become the next Speaker.
And briefly, why are we even having a new person on the scene to be Speaker?
Right. Over the last decade, we've had Speaker Joe Strauss, who is still the current Speaker, Republican from San Antonio. He decided to not run for re-election. And so his seat was open. Somebody else won it, of course. And now we're having to figure out who the next Speaker will be.
And tell us a little bit about Representative Bonin. Who is he?
Representative Bonin has been in the legislature since 1997. He was first elected in 1996. This is going to be his 12th term in office. He represents a district that at the moment, of course, he's been through a couple of redistricting rounds, but at the moment his district includes southern part of Brazoria County and all of Matagorda County. He's been a top ally for Speaker Strauss. He has been the Speaker pro tem, which means that he essentially is the number two person there underneath Speaker Strauss. For the last two legislative sessions, he's also been chairman of various committees, including most recently the House Ways and Means Committee. That is essentially the committee that does taxation.
So, Ben, we know there were times where Speaker Strauss and the Republican Party in Texas weren't necessarily in sync when it came to some particular issues. Some Republicans regarded Strauss as a bit more moderate than perhaps they would have liked. Where does Representative Bonin fall sort of on the spectrum of ideology and issues that he may shepherd or take up as Speaker?
Well, I think he does clearly, as a top ally of Speaker Strauss, hold some of the same views that Speaker Strauss holds. But he is, of course, his own person. And, you know, you've seen over the years in some of the different pieces of legislation that he has supported that he probably doesn't, you know, obviously doesn't fall lockstep with what Speaker Strauss, how Speaker Strauss would have voted on all bills. I think where they're similar, Dennis Bonin is not a big fan of the Freedom Caucus, which is in the Texas House. This is a small group of about a dozen or so much more conservative Republicans within the Texas House. He has not been a fan of their efforts to block legislation in the House.
Okay, Ben, well, this is all really interesting. You've given us our civics lesson for the morning, but why should people actually care who the Speaker of the Texas House is?
Because of the power that the Speaker has, because of the ability to stack the committees, because of the ability to pick who the chairpeople of the committees are, because of the ability to decide which bills go to which committees, and essentially whether or not any of those bills then come back up to the floor for a vote, the Speaker of the House can have a very heavy hand on what happens in the House. All bills, another part of the civics lesson, all bills have to go and pass through both the House and the Senate before they can get to the governor's desk. So the Senate can pass whatever it wants. If it can't make it out of the House, it's dead. People were very focused on what Speaker Strauss was doing in the last session, specifically on more controversial items like the bill that the Senate passed that would have restricted transgender bathroom use in Texas. Those same people will be looking now to Bonin to see what kind of a Speaker is he going to be. Is he going to have the same kind of wall against more conservative social issues coming out of the Senate that we saw with Speaker Strauss?
Thank you, Professor Philpott, KUT Senior Editor Ben Philpott, with a look at State Representative Republican Dennis Bonin, who has announced that he has the votes to be elected the next Speaker of the Texas House when the session comes in January of 2019. You can keep up with more Texas political news and all kinds of news at KUT.org.